You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders reflects back on a bad year for rock and roll.
Singer-songwriter Chuck Prophet's latest release contains the refrain, "It's been a bad year for rock and roll." Prophet was bemoaning the deaths of David Bowie and Prince, among many others, when he released that song earlier this year. And you know, Chuck is right. Bowie died of cancer 2 months after releasing Black Star last January. Check out the video of Lazarus on YouTube. It's the haunting work of a brilliant artist who knows he will soon die. Prince, one of the finest guitar players on the planet, died far too young of an opioid overdose at 57. One of his greatest performances was at the induction of the late George Harrison into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A video of that also can be found on YouTube. I googled rock stars who died in 2016. It is what we do these days to find things out. Among the fine musicians who passed away this year, not necessarily rock stars, are Guy Clark, a fine singer and songwriter who wrote L.A. Freeway, Desperado is Waiting for a Train, and Homegrown Tomatoes. He and Townes Van Sant were close friends and collaborators until Townes' death at 52, after decades of hard living. Leon Russell, the white-haired keyboardist and singer, who made a modest comeback a few years back with a nice collaborative album with Elton John, also passed away. Two members of the 1970s rock group Emerson, Lake & Palmer died this year. Keith Emerson killed himself in March, apparently despondent over a medical condition. Greg Lake died early last month of cancer. In tribute, a lawyer at a board meeting I recently attended started singing quite well, "Oh, what a lucky man he was," which is about a soldier dying in battle. That slice of an ELP song got us to talking about who else in the music world died last year. Hence, this piece. Paul Kantner, co-founder of Jefferson Airplane, also died. I played Worst of Jefferson Airplane in high school incessantly. I was playing White Rabbit on my computer speakers while writing this, thanks to Spotify. Glenn Frey, co-founder of the Eagles, died last January. That super band, which included East Texan Don Henley, was formed as a backup band for singer Linda Ronstadt's 1971 tour. When the tour ended, the Eagles were born. Merle Haggard, the craggy-faced country singer famed for Okie from Muskogee, had a voice that just captivated me. He died on his birthday in April at 79. My favorite Haggard song is "That's the Way Love Goes," but there are so many. Just last year, he teamed up with Henley on the latter's fine Cass County album with a nice song called "That's the Cost of Living." Sharon Jones died of pancreatic cancer last month at 60. She and her band, the Dap Kings, rose out of obscurity with a reputation for high-energy live shows. This is not an exhaustive list, just the musicians dearest to me. The most crushing loss for me was Leonard Cohen, the brilliant songwriter who released his final album at 82, a month before his death. It contains some dark songs, most Cohen albums do, that in retrospect make one believe Cohen knew death was knocking on the door. For example, "You Want It Darker" contains the line, "I'm ready, my lord." Cohen was interviewed by New Yorker editor David Remnick in a piece published in October. He talked about how he kept going. Quote, "Now it's a habit, and there's the element of time, which is powerful with its incentive to finish up. Now I haven't got near finishing up. I've finished up a few things. I don't know how many other things I'll be able to get to. I'll miss these fine artists, but their music will long survive them."
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.
Look up here, I'm in heaven. I've got scars that can't be seen.